Hi, Scala. I hope you don't mind me responding by audio. So you wrote, femininity is that which society deems the realm of females. Dresses, skirts, makeup. And from that, the most part are socialized behavior. Masculinity is what society deems to be the realm of man. Body hair, social, facial hair, generally more loose clothing than men's short hair. Many things previously considered masculine are now neutral. Pants, shit ties, and sneakers. Okay, so I can get this. So this is a definition of masculinity and femininity, which puts basically all of the constructed, it's the semiotics of male and female. It's the clothing, it's makeup, and that's one way of saying it. But I feel that a lot of people, when they say feminine and masculine, they're also talking about styles of interaction and styles of sexuality, even, or sensuality, or taking up space. I mean, so it's, yeah, in a way, maybe I should be staying away from this word since there's no clear answer to it. Your definition of femininity is not what I've been referring to in any case. I'd call this like pure social construction. Zoe Brain contends that maybe as much as 10 or 20% of gender behavior is actually sexed behavior, not socially constructed. But the rest definitely is socially constructed. That might be right. I, by the way, do not take Zoe as a completely neutral source. Zoe's taken some unfair pot shots at me from the HBS blog, so whatever. I would not let her be a judge at my trial, let's put it that way. But from the research I was reading, you know, they're talking about sexually dimorphic behavior, and it seems to be a lot centered around reproduction. But penetration and being penetrated, that's a very interesting one in that dear study about castration. The castrated male still had the behavioral thing in place to mount, even though it was further treated as female and acted as female in all other situations. Next point, if you have a fight over society and decide to take hormones and have surgery solely on the basis of that being feminine male, you'll probably regret the loss of your penis and the reduced negated libido caused by hormones. Yeah, okay, so you're saying fight over society. You know, what I think the fight is that, like, cross-dressers have and male femmes have that's different is the fight to be public. The fight to express, here I go again, femininity in public. I feel that the society, the public is so construed that a mixture, a man showing feminine traits, a male body showing feminine traits, is highly, highly stigmatized. And there is, from there, this desire to write that. That's a gender dysphoria. And I feel that a lot of people do get channeled that shouldn't, I agree with you, is if it's just that you're somewhere in between, or just different, that you don't have this kind of phantom limb kind of reaction to your body. If you don't hate your body, then going that direction, I think, is wrought with conflicts. But, I feel like there is an establishment opinion that was pulling me in that direction. It was the only place that would accept me as a straight femme male. Anyway, so what? I got about halfway through your post. Give me a shout out if you listen to this. Okay. Bye.